League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, here we go on a Saturday morning. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. My name is Will Doctor alongside Charlie Epps. Nice to have you aboard as we give you the latest as far as the world of golf is concerned. Charlie?
What a week. I better get the microphone in front of me here. What a week. What a golf week. Everything is happening. Golf is at an all-time high. It's on all the sports networks. It's on ESPN talking about what's right, what's wrong. Dustin Johnson breaks the chain and goes to the live.
Yeah, the live. Saudi Golf League. Yeah, DJ, I don't know. I don't want to call it jumping ship yet because we don't know how the other governing golf bodies are going to react. But, yeah, he will be there at the first event June 9th through the 13th in London.
Jordan, the great baseball player for the Houston Astros.
New contract.
Just signed for $150.
6 years, $115 million. Great deal.
Now, can he go play baseball someplace else?
No. But he's not an independent contractor.
Well, what is an independent contractor? Either the PGA Pro is not an independent contractor.
Does the PGA Pro get health benefits and full?
Yes.
Wow.
And retirement? Yeah. They got one of the best retirements in sports.
Well, you know, I think there's a positive way to look at this, Charlie. What this means is there's more room for professional golf. The two schedules don't overlap. I'm excited to get into it with you today, but golf is expanding, is the bottom line.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
2,000 professionals that can compete,
yeah,
and they want places to play.
The only thing that's happening is there's going to be a lot of rich lawyers.
And we're going to have the PGA Tour is going to end up having a legal battle. Like this Depp Heard case,
yes,
that just settled up. But yeah, a lot to do today. We got the U.S. Women's Open going on at Pine Needles, the Memorial Tournament up at Jack's Place. A lot to get into there with the golf doctors. He spent a lot of time around the Golden Bear. We'll get into that right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, brought to you by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. You like that one, don't you, Charlie?
Is that AC/DC?
This is AC/DC.
How about me knowing AC/DC? And you know why? I'm flying back from San Diego in here, first class, and I got this guy next to me, weird looking dude, you know, and we started talking. I had this magazine with all the cars in it in Houston, and he said, "Can I see that magazine?" So we're talking more, and I said, "What do you do?" He said, "Well, I'm with a band." What's that? He says, "AC/DC, the head singer." Head guy.
Brian Johnson?
Yes.
Incredible. What a voice that is.
I didn't know who he was. So I get back home, and my good buddy Dick, who really could have been a disc jockey when when he was younger, he knows everything. I said, "Dick, I was with some dude named AC/DC. "You're what?" He couldn't get over it that I was sat there for a couple of 3 hours talking with this guy. It was really magical.
Incredible. Incredible. You know, band started in Great Britain, but I mean, I think one of the best ever as far as World of Rock and Roll is concerned. But nice to have you aboard with us. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here with the Golf Doctor. We have a ton to get to as far as the world of golf is concerned. We'll get to the U.S. Women's Open at Pine Needle up in North Carolina. Mina Hargay in the lead up there with Lexi Thompson and Nelly Korda chasing. Then we have a lot to get into with the LIV Golf Tour, which released the rosters this week for the first event in London less than 6 days from now. And as far as what is going on with the PGA Tour, Sam Burns got his second win of the season at the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial Open Fort Worth, beating world number one Scottie Scheffler in a playoff. We'll touch on that a bit as we look towards how Burns and Scheffler will fare at Brookline in 2 weeks for the U.S. Open. I want to start the show off, Charlie, with what's going on at Muirfield Village right now. I feel like this is, you know, has to be the best stop of the year on tour with the presence of Jack and just how immaculate the course is. You've spent a lot of time around the Golden Bear and at Muirfield Village. What makes this place so unique in your eyes?
Okay. Who built Yankee Stadium? The house that Babe Ruth built. Babe Ruth. Jack Nicklaus is the Babe Ruth of golf. And his footprint is right there. I mean, he hunted squirrels there when he was a young boy with his dad in Columbus, Ohio. And he's a Columbus kid at Ohio State. He dotted the I on the band, you know, at one of the football games. So he's pure Columbus, and he built his legacy. And the golf course has evolved over the year. They've had all the championships because of him. His tournament is one of the best. It's the Invitational. It's known for its chocolate milkshakes.
That's right. With the little malt in it.
So there's so many things that have happened there. The Ryder Cup. What happened in the Ryder Cup?
Yeah, you just informed me before the show. This was new news to me. Europeans won there the first Ryder Cup on U.S. soil there, with Tony Jacklin leading the way.
Right. Tony was captain for 8 years in a row. But
now, Charlie,
one of the things that happened at that Ryder Cup was Ben Crenshaw broke his putter.
Ben?
And anger. And he had to putt with his one iron, and he lost.
Now, when was that relative to the concession?
Concession was Tony Jacklin back. That was in Europe.
Okay.
When Nicklaus gave him the 3 foot putt that you know, decided that teams would tie.
Right.
And it was the thing to do. I did something similar in the PGA Cup team when I played in it. But anyways. It's history. It's the history that has transpired with Jack Nicklaus, and that venue is second to none. And it's continuing, just like the Masters. It's same every year, you know, and improvement every year. Improvement of the golf course, improvement. You know, it's Jack's Masters, if you will, as far as his golf course is concerned.
And they make these subtle changes, you know,
yes,
every year that you know, yeah, Augusta does the same thing, yeah, but when you watch it, you know, on TV every, yeah, year, it, you know, it's not like there's these world of changes going on. They've slowly lengthened it to bring in these championships. And, you know, Charlie, I think for me watching it, the most incredible, you know, aspect of this golf course to me is how small the greens are surrounded by that rough that's made up of three different kinds of grass, 4 inches deep. But it's the seventh smallest greens on tour, and I feel like, you know, the best ball strikers consistently win here year after year. You know, Jack won his own tournament twice.
Right.
Tiger won it five times. Kenny Perry, great ball striker, we talked about three times.
Yeah.
It's maybe some of the more unknown guys. Jason Duffner is a sneaky, incredible iron player.
Yeah.
You know, we the best iron players ultimately win this golf tournament.
Yes, yes, and Jack has an eye for the golf course, and he, you know, he's trying to battle the golf ball going so far, and they're trying to, you know, they lengthen the golf course in different ways, this last redo, which they said it was Jack's last hurrah, you might say, but probably not. If he sees something this week, he'll change something for next year. But it's all for the competition, and it's just like at Augusta. Augusta is built around a golf tournament. This golf course is built around Jack, and it's second to none. I love going there. Great hospitality, great food, great membership. But it's all about competition. It's got one of the best driving ranges on tour, 360 degrees around, and it's beautiful. So it's the Taj Mahal of golf.
Incredible. Now, coming into this week, you know, the last 3 years, when we talk about great ball strikers contending here, you know, Patrick Cantlay and Rahm, yes, have gone back and forth. You know, Cantlay winning in 2019, Rahm winning in 2020. Cantlay winning in 2021, ultimately winning because Rahm, you know, had to withdraw after the third round after testing positive for COVID with a 6-shot lead. But they were the, you know, the heavy favorites coming into this week. Things have changed a little bit. Cantlay, you know, still yet to play well in a major championship. He's in, I think he's T17. Right. And then Rahm, you know, struggling with the putter. Hit a couple foul balls yesterday off the tee, you know, in 24th. So maybe not quite the same game as far as Rahm is concerned coming into this week, well, as the previous year.
The sun doesn't shine on the same dog all the time. And, you know, you have things that happen in life that derail you, and you get in your hot streak and you can win, and then all of a sudden you're number one. But Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty fell off the wall. So all the number ones keep falling.
Yeah.
You know, Scotty Scheffler, although, you know, at Colonial, he was, you know, right there for another victory. And look what happened to him. It's not, he didn't lose it. Sam Burns won it with a 45-foot putt from off the green. That's golf. That's the magic of this game. You never know what's going to happen.
We're going to talk about Colonial a little later on, but you know who doesn't stop shining 365 days a year, Charlie? Our friends over at Insperity.
Insperity, the company that inspires business performance. And its mission statement tells it all. Its mission statement is helping business succeed so communities prosper. That's what America's all about. We want communities to prosper. We want our country to grow and everybody have a fair shake. And Insperity has perfected the art of HR, HR that makes a difference. And HR, you know, it takes a lot of time and discipline to know what the government wants and doesn't want. Well, let HR Insperity do that for the small business. And I'm talking to small business owners. And that'll free you up to go sell your products, to sell your vision, to sell your business. And you have to have a help with outside people. And Insperity is a company inspired by taking care of its own people. Paul Sarvadi, the chairman, knows how to create a work atmosphere that is second to none during all this bad time during COVID and all that. They succeeded. They grew their business. So log on to Insperity.com and invite them to if you need help, to come and give them. They'll give you their opinion. So Insperity is my company.
When we come back, more on the LIV Golf Tour and their roster right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity. HR that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, brought to you by Insperity, HR that makes difference. 1-800-224-2004 is the number to get in here and discuss the latest. And we shift our focus to the new tour on the block, Charlie, the Live Golf Tour, also known as the Saudi Tour. And we call it that because here's the bottom line. Greg Norman, we'll start off with this. Greg Norman says that, the Saudis are not his boss, but if you deep dive into where the money is coming from for these events, the Live Golf is directly funded by the Saudi Public Investment Fund, which is directly controlled by the Prince of Saudi Arabia, who's cut off over 81 heads in his time. So that's the idea behind the name. But they released their much-anticipated roster of players this past week as they're less than a week away from hosting their first event in London. Dustin Johnson, former U.S. Open champion, Masters champion, Sergio Garcia, former Masters champion, Lee Westwood, and Ian Poulter, we knew those two clowns would be gone. Martin Keimer, U.S. Open and PGA champion, is headed to the Live Golf Tour. Graham McDowell, Louis Oosthuizen, and Kevin Na, Charlie, are among the vets going over there.
Tell me about the reigning U.S. amateur champion.
James Pyatt.
And?
And Turks Pettit, Andy Ogletree.
What did they sign for?
Well, Pyatt's deal is rumored to be $5 million up front, $250K per year plus earnings.
Now, if you're a senior in college and the company offers you that,
you can't say no.
What are you going to do?
Can't say no.
You know, that's unbelievable. And so there's many, there's so many arguments in front of us that who's right, who's wrong. What's the moral thing to do? I mean, that's such an important part of this whole image. But our world is so messed up anyway. We've had a history of Hitlers, if you will. And I'm not saying that this is a Hitler deal, but it's going to work itself out in court. Some of the Europeans that want to do this, like Sergio Garcia, I mean, he wants to travel the world. I mean, he has a right to do this. But, we got to see how the other shoe's got to fall. The U.S. Open's got to give us their point of view. Their partner in all this has always been the PGA Tour, the PGA of America. The PGA of America's got a big stake in this deal because what's going to happen to the Ryder Cup? What does this mean for the Ryder Cup moving forward? Who can play, who can't play? My gosh, we got a lot of things and they're going to forget about the game.
I think that's a worry. I think another worry around the world of golf is how the Korn Ferry Tour and the tours under the PGA Tour will hold up with this going on. Now, from the list that I have, there's not too many players from the Korn Ferry Tour going over there. There's a few more from the Challenge Tour, which is the Europeans Tour kind of minor league system. But I think when you get guys like Turk Pettit, who won the 2021 NCAAs, Andy Ogletree won the 19 USAM, and then, of course, James Pyatt.
I'll give you a name that's really surprised me.
Who?
Uline.
Peter Uline with his dad.
His dad
at the forefront of Voshnet, which is titleless for those that don't know. I was surprised about that as well.
So, and to each his own. I mean, we all got to make a living. We all got to, run. I'm not to judge.
To be realistic, though, Peter has not had the most success on the PGA Tour.
No, he's going to find a way to be in golf. So
I really don't have an issue with that. I think the criticism for me goes into someone like, Greg Norman or Lee Westwood saying that, the Saudis are cleaning up their ways through the sport of golf. I don't believe that. But for guys like Pyatt, for guys like Dustin Johnson, he won his Masters, he won his U.S. Open. I can respect that. If they want to go make money over there, that's fine. I will say, I think there's some names missing on this list. Phil, Justin Rose, Ricky has talked a lot about being interested in this. The Live Golf Tour does not have the official world golf rankings that the major championships or the PGA Tour does. So I think there's some players being careful to fully commit to that tour. because the idea would be that you can play a full season on this tour and still get into the major championships. That's not how it is right now.
Correct. And the PGA of America plays an important part of that. I mean, that's their partner in this is the PGA Tour. So
I'm sure, Charlie, all governing bodies, the PGA of America, PGA Tour, USGA, and the RNA kind of have to come together on a similar decision, because I can't imagine that Dustin Johnson, you know, won't be able to play the U.S. Open, but then goes and plays the British.
Look at what happened to Phil. Phil lost $50 million in sponsorships. Now, how many sponsors? What's going to happen to Dustin Johnson's relationship with TaylorMade? What's going to happen to Justin?
RBC has actually.
He left town. Yes. They left town. Yes. Yeah, after what he did to them. So it's
Graham McDowell is going to the Saudi tour. RBC left him as well. It will be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. I'm most interested to see how the major championship bodies react. I think the PGA Tour, I think that situation will end up going to court, and that will be interesting, because if you look at the two schedules, the LIV Golf Tour only overlaps the John Deere, the RBC, and the Barracuda. Not huge PGA. Well, RBC does a great job up at St. George. That's a popular spot. But John Deere and Barracuda, I mean,
John Deere is one of the best tournaments in the world.
I like Deere, but it doesn't bring the best players in the world.
Well, but it does so much for a community. Yeah. I mean, the PGA Tour is one thing, but the communities, just like what Insperity does, Insperity is all about the community so they can prosper. You know, John Deere in the middle of our farmland, you know, that people, you know, 2,000 people volunteer. I mean, it's just so much involved other than just the PGA Tour player. And once again, Humpty Dumpty's going to fall off. I mean, we're right at a pinnacle where we're really growing and we're screwing things up. So hopefully better minds can solve all this malarkey.
1-800-224-2004 is the number. As far as the media is concerned, Charlie, Jerry Foltz is he's the first broadcaster to announce that he'll be going to the LIV Golf Tour to commentate that for, as of right now, YouTube TV. So Jerry Foltz, hey, I'm a fan of Jerry. He does a great job.
Jerry's a great guy.
Yeah, he does a great job. He's going to get his money. So we'll keep up with that. We'll keep up to see who is going to do the broadcast. As far as Charlie, the Memorial, Cameron Smith in the lead at 8-under, Denny McCarthy and K.H. Lee in a tie for second, Davis Riley and Cameron Young, and Johnny Vegas, Luke List, and Billy Horschel all at 6-under. Charlie, let's hear from our friends over at How Water.
How Water, hydration. I just experienced this. I played Thursday in 100 degree weather, and it really put me back. And you got to stay hydrated. And why don't you stay hydrated with water that is purified water, but it's infused with oxygen, and that will help you maintain your senses in 100 degree weather. But you know, hydration is a day to day, hour to hour process. It's kind of like brushing your teeth. You got to drink water. We've been told that millions of times. And so How is a process of in Mineral Springs, Texas, just outside of Fort Worth, taking water, making it pure, and then putting the oxygen inside, and it's in an aluminum can that keeps it cooler. There's so many advantages to drinking How Water. So if you really want to stay hydrated, check out High Water. High Water .com, and I guarantee you, you'll be thankful that you put a can of How in your hand.
When we come back, Rory McIlroy, Charlie, at 5-under in T9, just a couple weeks removed from a bit of a painful ending to the PGA. Started with the opening round 65. We'll get to Rory on the other side, three shots back at the Memorial. As far as the U.S. Women's Open is concerned, Mina Hargay sitting at the top, tied with Minji Lee at 9-under. Looking further down the leaderboard as far as the star power is concerned, Nelly Korda sits at 3-under, T14, in a tie with Lexi Thompson. Those two will need to make a move today. On the other side, we'll get into Rory and more from the Memorial right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR. That makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps.
Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, well, welcome back to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity HR. That makes a difference. 1-800-224-2004 is the number. And Charlie, what do you have today for listeners as far as how they can lower scores on the golf course?
Well, you know, we all watch the PGA Tour, and there's a lot of things that we can learn from watching these golf tournaments. And if you realize that the best players in the world only hit 13 greens around, not only do they putt well, but chipping and pitching is such an important part of growing your golf game, growing your golf feel, getting your hands, wrists, and arms in the right position to strike the golf ball with the face of the club. And you don't throw the face of the club at the ball. You lead with the grip. You lead with the grip. You pull the grip through in front of the ball. Then the shaft is going to come through, and you're going to hit a descending blow. And most people on the PGA Tour, all the great ones, they chip with a lot of loft. They'll do a lot of chipping with their 60-degree wedge, with their 54. But remember, they're turning a 60-degree wedge into a 54-degree wedge because of the bounce, and they want put spin on the ball. You want to see it to check up. Everybody wants to, Charlie, how can I hit the chips like you do, like I used to? Well, you got to have your hands forward, and you got to have a little descending blow, and you've got to put the grooves on the golf ball. Harvey Penick always said, try to hit the grass in front of the ball, not behind the ball. And that's through good setup, getting yourself in position where your eyes are in front of the ball. Yes, I said that. Eyes are in front of the ball. We don't look behind the ball. This is not a driver. People hit too many drivers. Learn how to hit the ball off the ground in chipping and pitching, and your full game will blossom.
Great tip there, Charlie.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, sometimes I look behind the ball and I take about a 4-foot crater out of the ground. So I'll take that one and run. Charlie, before we get back to the Memorial, did you get into this sixth edition of the MASH? 12 holes, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady against Mahomes and Allen. Personally, I had zero interest in this. A 12-hole match, what? Golf is not 12 holes, Charlie. They do this time and time again, and you got to have a couple golfers in there.
I think it's amusement.
Yeah.
You know, it's a silly season. Some people will gravitate to it because they want to see those stars, basketball players, football players playing golf, and that's fine. But I think it'll come and go. I think you have to have golf power there to drive that type of audience, but there's better things to watch than that.
It's another moment for me. I feel like we kind of miss Phil during these moments. You know, he's been in some previous editions of the match, and he does a nice job behind the mic. Yeah. And I thought eventually would have done a very nice job, you know, on a broadcast one day for the tour.
Why don't we have a game with the golfers where we have flag football?
Yeah, that wouldn't work. Yeah, that's a good comparison to 12-hole matches.
You know.
Because the 12-hole match, Charlie, can end on 7.
Yeah, but and the good thing about it, it's for charity, I hope, yeah. and so on and so forth. But it's something that, I'm not going to watch.
No. Now, James Colgan, a friend of Phil, Charlie, gave a couple words on the status of Phil. And I quote, "No, you know, people think that I'm making this up, but Phil is enjoying his time off the hamster wheel. He's enjoying it. He's gone balls to the wall for 30-plus years, doing every interview, shaking every hand, being an incredible ambassador. He's taking a break and is actually enjoying it. So we will eventually see him, but he's enjoying his time off, and he's really happy about that."
I can believe some of that, yeah. But I can't believe if the rumors are true, and I don't like that he's going through divorce, the demise of his life. I mean, I remember the scene with Payne Stewart and him on the last green of the U.S. Open, and he says, "Phil, you're going to be a father. And you know, you're going to win more tournaments, but you're going to be a father." And so I always admired Phil for him and Amy being together, how much they did for charity. And all that's going away. And because of gambling.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got his book, and it's just absolutely incredible what this kid did.
Charlie, how about the story, you know, with him and Gary McCord? Gary's in the big broadcast stand on 18, and he's throwing cash down to Phil after losing a bet on a putt. Obviously it's spiraled out of control. You know, he no longer has a PGA Tour event. So we'll keep you in the loop as far as Phil is concerned. Charlie, a couple WDs and missed cuts at the Memorial. We'll start with Hideki, who had to pull himself out of the tournament. Did arts and crafts on his three wood.
That's a good description.
Face. Can you explain the reason behind that at all?
I don't know if he was just trying to cover up those little grooves, or the face. You know, the ball is, you know, whatever's covering the face, it'll affect the golf ball. And, you know, the old tricks the gamblers used to do, they used to put Vaseline on the face. And the ball would be, it wouldn't, you know, it would react differently. So that this changed the characteristic of that club, and it is determined not fit for play. So why he did it, I have no idea.
The tour made a statement. He clearly breached the rules. So Hideki is gone. We'll see him maybe at the RBC, definitely the U.S. Open. Should be a favorite there. Our other MC, our miscut, Colin Morikawa missed the cut. He was the 2020 Workday Charity Championship. And Charlie, remember, that was at Muirfield Village the week before.
That's exactly right.
The Memorial in 2020 due to COVID.
And that's when Nicklaus and Workday partnered together. And I'm so happy that Jack has a major sponsor like Workday, and Jack is able to do what he wants to do for his charities. And that's the other thing that all what's going on. Jack Nicklaus and Barbara Nicklaus at Muirfield have raised millions of dollars through golf, and more power to them.
Yeah, Ben Crenshaw and Charlie Sifford were the two, you know, honorary guests this year. They talked so much about that, gave beautiful statements. And so did Michael Bamberg, won the Memorial Journalist of the Year.
Yeah.
So that was some great news. As far as the missed cuts are concerned, our other guy is Bryson DeChambeau, Charlie, who made his return. You know, he's hurt. The swing's all messed up. You know, he says that he you know, he found the Lord, you know, in his time off, and you know, his spiritual connection's getting stronger. But says the swing is off. How do you see the rest of this year going for Bryson?
I think the one joke that I was amused by, and this was in the Madison Square Garden, and Sonny Liston and somebody else were fighting, and this one guy goes to the corner and he crosses himself, and this friend of mine sitting there next to the Pope, and my friend looks at him and says, "Do you think that's going to help him?" He says, "Only if he knows how to fight."
Incredible. You were at that fight?
No, it's just a joke.
Okay.
Just you know, the Pope hadn't gone to many pipes.
Right.
But you know, bottom line is you got to play golf.
Yeah.
And it's great that he's got a Christian life and all that. That's fine. But, you know, the golf course is his domain. But once you get injured, and he suffered this injury with a wrist, and I can go to my good friend Billy Ray Brown. He was king of the links. He had won three events. He had star coming out of college. And
coming out of Texas, right? Yeah,
no, University of Houston.
University of Houston, Billy Ray
Cougar.
Brown.
He won the NCAAs, which we'll talk about. He won the NCAAs when he was a freshman. So once you're injured, man, you got to make sure he's coming back too soon, he misses it, and then he's going to hurt himself again. So it's going to be a work in progress, and the way he has designed his golf game around an incredible 200 miles an hour clubhead speed, the hands, wrists, and arms can't quite accommodate that, I don't think.
No, they can't. And he says he's not in pain. I saw him hit it in the rough a couple times the past 2 days. He, wasn't getting out like he was. Bryson, a former champion at this event, shoots 76, 77 to miss the cut. So we'll keep tabs on him. But, yeah, speaking of, national championships, Charlie, the NCAA is finished up this week. University of Texas brought it back to the Tower in Austin, beating Arizona State in the finals, and really – was a really good championship as far as the TV was concerned.
Well, not only that, is they had 2 weeks of great golf in Phoenix and Scottsdale at Greyhawk. The NCAA ladies and men's at the same golf course, back-to-back weeks. And the ladies' tournament was exciting with Stanford winning. But Texas, and we're all close to Texas, being in Houston, and Coach Fields, I've known Coach Fields since he started at Texas, and he put together a great program. Great kids. We know all the kids, the Cootey twins, but Travis Vick was the man, and he's from Houston and went to Second Baptist.
Played quarterback there.
Quarterback and threw the baseball, and what a demonstration. His sidekick, Mason Gnome, the fifth player, all of a sudden I'm forgetting his name.
Cole Hammer.
Cole Hammer, yeah. He was there. I mean, it was just a magnificent display of college athletics, and that's really what it's all about. NCAA golf, NCAA football, it's all so good, yeah. And the young athletes, it's getting better every year. So. And my hat's off to a guy that I know, little Charlie Wiley, celebrated a big victory, winning the tournament over in San Antonio that qualified him to go to the
Junior Worlds. Charlie,
and you've played there, right?
I have in San Diego at Torrey Pines. Charlie's going to be way too humble with you. Charlie's grandson, Charlie Wiley, is. Simply playing incredible. How old is he, Charlie?
16.
16, and what did he shoot?
12 under.
12 under total for 2 days.
Yeah. 3 days.
3 days. And, Charlie, I don't know if you know this, but the kid that came second to him is the drive, chip, and putt champion, Javier, another great kid. But, yeah, some junior golf news. Charlie, it's been great to follow, Charlie Wiley here over the last couple of weeks. He was in the front page of the Houston Chronicle Sports section a couple of weeks ago. So, learning to fly,
And what's really interesting, and we start the year off, at Memorial High School, they had more kids go out for golf than they did for football.
That's right. You told me 19,
something like
19
that.
For a five man
30,
team.
30, 30, 30 for the boys and girls. So golf is popular there, and it's such a great sport that everybody can participate in. But then that goes on to the NCAAs. But fun time in the summer. That's why you got to hydrate.
That's right. Hot water. When we come back, we'll make a pick for the Memorial right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, closing out here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on Sports Map Radio Network, presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Charlie, who's your pick this week at the Memorial?
Johnny Vegas. You know why? He's won on Nicholas courses before. The Canadian Open, twice he's won.
I did not know St. George was a Nicholas course.
Well, maybe that's St. George. I think.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But that's where he maybe not. But Johnny Vegas, local favorite. Longhorn, it's a week for the Longhorns. You know, he had a heck of a career at Texas as a young man. Came from Venezuela, didn't know English. He learned how to speak English. He graduated from University of Texas. Great success. So he's my favorite, but it's going to be hard to beat Smith.
Extremely hard to beat Smith. He's won twice this year, won the Players, won the Century Tournament of Champions in record fashion out in Hawaii, and he's at 8-under with a one-shot lead. I'm gonna go with Rory this week. Rory's three shots back at 5-under, and I mean, hey, you know, you look at his last three events: second at the Masters, fifth at the Wells Fargo, eighth at the PGA after opening with 65. It's got to be around the corner for Rory. But hopefully, it's a major. I think he gets it done at Jack's Place this week, though. Camp Smith. He's going to have to miss a couple greens, like we just talked about. Yeah, on the break.
And it helps for the, excuse me, the Stars to win, and have Rory up there. Yes, that'd be great.
The PGA Tour needs that right now with the LIV Golf Tour on the rise. We need Stars winning. But that being said, I like your pick with Johnny Vegas, Houston guy. Should be good over on for the U.S. Women's Open out at Pine Needle. Mina Harge. 2007 U.S. Pub Lynx winner, tied for the lead at 9-under. You know, Nelly Korda down there at 3-under, T14. Lexi Thompson also at 3-under. One of them's going to have to make a move, Charlie.
And we will see Sunday afternoon. Tune in and see who wins the Ladies U.S. Open.
That's right. We'll be back with you next week for RBC Canadian Open Week. Sean, great job behind the ones and twos. Charlie, great to be with you Saturday.
AC/DC, Sean, way to go. We got more, need more of that.
See you next Saturday, right on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SportsMap Radio Network.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.